Tchaikovsky was not a child genius as Mozart. He did not appear as a great talent during his young years, neither as a pianist nor as a composer. His life in music was not smooth and predictable. Tchaikovsky is regarded as the most popular Russian composer, and even the most Russian composer, though he did not belong to the Mighty Five. He was born on the 7th of May, 1840, into a middle-class family. From the early years, his life was filled with melodies from Mozart, Rossini, and other great composers. The boy showed a perfect pitch and a remarkable musical memory, but his parents did not pay attention to his musical capabilities. Tchaikovsky's musical lessons were not very regular. At the request of his parents, who wanted him to work in the civil service, he decided not to pursue music until the age of 21. In 1862, he enrolled at the newly founded St. Petersburg Conservatory, which made him one of the first Russian composers who received academic music education. In 1866, when the Moscow Conservatory was founded, he took a position there as a professor of music theory. In 1876, he began his long relationship of correspondence with Nadezhda von Meck, who supported him with a considerable annual subsidy in the following 14 years, allowing him to concentrate on composition. His music, with its beautiful and diverse melodies, rich orchestral sound, distinctive dance rhythms, and great emotional power, perfectly combines the Western European techniques and the tradition of Russian music. He wrote in all standard genres and categories. His major instrumental works include 7 symphonies, 4 orchestral suites, 2 piano concertos, a violin concerto, 3 string quartets, and a number of single-movement orchestral pieces, such as Romeo and Juliet, 1812 Overture, as well as some piano works. His stage works include 11 operas, 3 ballets, and incidental music.